hear of Lagniappe?
What?
Lagniappe. Did you ever hear that?
No, I don't believe it.
And a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over. She turns to
Somerset.
And you saw a friend of yours walking home and you had your car. You might ask him, can I? What, you home? Can I?
Take you home.
And you bring your foot down heavy on the floor. You say you
stomp the floor.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way would be
shove it.
Okay, or
push.
Okay. And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go to the couch and
lay down or rest a while.
And you'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just, bed. He just
stayed in the bed.
Or if he couldn't even sit up, he just, in the bed? He
lay down in the bed.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And Sam, someone walked up to the altar and what down?
Knelt down.
And if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody
got it.
Anything else she'd say?
Or stole it, or somebody picked it up.
And if you had a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car, you might say, I picked it up and
toted it or carried it.
Okay. If you tote something, do you have to have your arms around it?
Yeah, if you care, if you tote something, you got to have your arms around it, tote it.
Did you ever say you packed it?
Well, yeah, packed it, tote it.
What's packed it mean?
There ain't no difference in packing and toting.
Because
you're carrying the same thing.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't put your hand on it.
Don't you
touch it.
And you'd say, well, we have termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
Did you ever say get shed off them?
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah, get shed off.
You don't hear that now?
Not too often, unless it's an old person.
And someone who's always smiling and always sees the funny side of things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And if you were about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
lick.
Or
one more change.
Okay. And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I might tell you, well, if I get there first, I'll wait.
Are you?
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in the yard, you could go out and
get some flowers.
Anything else you'd say besides get some flowers? You'd go out and do what?
Cut some flowers. Or bring some in.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go
bring me the hammer or go get the hammer.
And say if Charles always running and telling on the other children, you'd call him a
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown-up?
Well, you not well, you could, or you could say he's nosy.
What about pimp? Do you ever hear someone like that called?
Yeah, that's been a long time ago, though.
Did they call him a
pimp?
Huh?
Yeah.
How would people use that?
Well, they just told, what do you mean? They'd call him pimp.
I mean, did it mean the same as tattletale, or?
No. Not the pimp, didn't.